There's an old Russian tradition, which you may have heard of. It's a greeting. One says, Christ is risen, and the other says, He is truly risen. Christ is risen.
He is truly risen.
At the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, the revolutionary man got up to preach to the crowd the new ideology of communism. And it seemed so appealing to the people in one sense. But after he'd finished his half-hour tirade, the old priest got up and simply said, Christ is risen. And all the people said, He is truly risen. And the old priest said, I rest my case. My dear friends, we're here tonight to proclaim the truth that Christ is risen from the dead and we are no longer captives to anything that would keep us in bondage because Jesus has set us free. And yet, strangely enough, in our lives, we can have a covering that looks beautiful, but sometimes underneath, we're still in chains. And we need to be set free. We can be in chains and not seem to be in chains. Bound up by many things. What am I captive to? I can be captive to habit patterns of sin. I can be captive to the opinions and expectations of others. I can be captive to anxieties within my heart. I can be captive to the moods that so often can afflict me. I can be captive to many things. I can be captive to my own passions that have control of me. But tonight, my friends, we proclaim that Jesus sets us free from the chains of bondage. That by the power of His work within us, who is risen from the dead, when we have faith in Him and give our lives over to Him, He sets us free. Hey! Sets us free. When we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are baptized into His death, and then through that, into the power of His resurrection. And tonight we're going to experience a baptism, which will remind us all of the truth of our own baptism, that we are a victorious people who live in the power of the risen Christ. Paul once prayed, and in praying for the people of Ephesus, he was praying for us as well. And he prayed, I pray that you will have the perception to know how infinitely great is the power that God the Father has exercised for you, believers. And you know this, he says, through the greatness of the power of God when He raised Jesus from the dead. When we see that power, that Paul says, all I want is to know Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection. That's all I want to know. You know, in the universe, the physical universe, there's a lot of power and energy. Look at our sun. Father Simon, our resident astronomer, tells me there's billions of it's the equivalent of every second billions of hydrogen bombs going off. What an incredible amount of energy. What an incredible amount of power just in that one small star of the universe. When you think of the whole universe, the immense power that has been invested in it by God. But my dear friends, tonight we celebrate a power and an energy in the moral and the spiritual sphere that is far greater. God the Father exercised his power on our behalf when he raised Jesus from the dead, so we too can be a resurrection people. It is true, of course, that we have gone into the pit in many times possibly in our lives. And that is why Jesus hung on the cross for our sake, taking upon himself all of the sin and the shame and the guilt that we have been afflicted with, or we have inflicted upon others in one way or another. Yes, we looked at all that earlier this weekend. But now we can proclaim with great faith that Christ has won the victory. That yes, his love, his amazing love on the cross was so great for us that it turned back the power of evil and darkness. And now, on the resurrection night, we know that God the Father confirmed everything that Jesus claimed to be. The Son of God come as one of us to redeem us from the power of sin and Satan and give us the new life to make us a new creation in him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As St. Augustine said, I'm an hallelujah person from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for this night of all nights. This is the wonderful night. This is the night when we celebrate that the chains have been broken. You know, some time ago I was in the Medjugorje and I ran into some young men there who were amazingly beautiful young men with great faith praying before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And I remember looking at them and thinking, wow. And I said to people, who are those guys? They said, they're the drug addicts. Drug addicts? They don't look like drug addicts to me, I said. And the next day I got to meet them. They had been taken by a woman named Sister Elvira off the streets of Italy and brought to this place at the foot of the Mount of Apparitions. And there they lived in a place called Cinacolo. And it was a place where they could just come off the drugs simply through prayer and work, hard work on the stone quarry. At first they thought, yes, I'll just work and I won't pray. But then they got smart, you see. They told me, because you're working all day long. So they decided they'd pray. And the Lord got them. They gave testimony after testimony of how, through the power of the risen Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament, they had been set free. And the chains have been broken. And here it is, the image that they painted on their chapel wall after much prayer. And you see the risen Christ rising from the dead, having gone down into the pit of hell for our sake, broke the powers of hell, and now rising up. And you see the chains below him. They've been broken. And the victory that Jesus has won is proclaimed here as he's leading forth Adam and Eve. For old Eve, she's still without a hand because of that darn apple. But she's coming up as one of the redeemed. Christ himself gone down to bring up all those from the Old Testament, huh? Who were faithful. And now heaven's door is opened. And we celebrate tonight that heaven's door is open for every one of us. And every moment is a moment of opening to eternity. Every moment is a special moment in God. There's no moment that's not a moment that has within it all the grace you need to be able to live a full life in God. That's what we proclaim today. This is a night when we speak the word hope, true hope, not just wishful thinking, but hope that's based on fact. Because the fact is, the tomb was empty. The fact is that the apostles actually met the risen Lord. And it wasn't just an apparition. It was the real Christ, the same Christ they knew it was. At first, they didn't recognize him because he was changed into glory. But then they recognized him. And it changed everything. Because until then, they only had the cross to go by, which wasn't enough without the resurrection. But now, when they met the risen Christ, hope springs in their hearts in a whole new way. And they can place all of their trust in him. And that's my challenge to you tonight. Trust your life to Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. He will never let you down. He'll always be there for you. And today we proclaim that God is trustworthy, that God is faithful, that God is always there for you, that he'll never let you down. And the way we speak about that is that that's the heart of the Father God. You see, you heard in the gospel, the stone was rolled away. By the power of God the Father and the Spirit, the stone was rolled away and the Son was raised. And because he was raised, we too are raised as sons and daughters in the Son of God. We too have a future full of hope, full of promise in God. Now, in 1989, there was a terrible earthquake in Armenia where 30,000 people died within 4 minutes. Now, there was a father who had a great affection and love for his son, and his son had experienced his dad taking him every day to school, dropping him off at the school, and saying to him, "Son, I'll always be there for you." And then he'd come and pick him up after school. "Son, you've got to know, I'll always be there for you." Well, when the earthquake happened, the father was the other side of the city, and the city was in great devastation. He made his way through all sorts of means to get to the place where the school was, where his son, he knew his son would be, and he turns the corner and the school is razed to rubble. Nothing left. And the father ran around to the back of the school and started scratching in the dirt. He knew that was where the classroom was, where his son would have been. And they said to him, "It's hopeless. There's nobody left. This is the finish." But there was nothing of that in the father's heart. It was his loved son. And so he kept digging in the dirt and pulling out stones and everything. The people said, "There's no point." But it didn't matter to him that he was hurting his hands and causing all sorts of pain to his body as he went on. And people started to feel sorry for him. And so they brought some implements, you know, pretty basic implements, to try and help him dig out whatever he was going to find there. But after 24 hours or so of this, people gave up. But this father would not give up. He would not give up. And he kept digging around and pulling out stones and all that he could do. 36 hours later, he pulled back a large stone, almost a boulder. And he heard a cry. And he cried out, "Amand, Amand." And he heard the voice, "Papa, Papa." The children had been trapped in a pocket of air that they'd survived in. And Amand was heard to say to the other children, "I told you so. I knew Daddy would come to save me. Because he always said he'd be there for me. He'd never leave me." This is the love of our Father God on this day that we celebrate. and he'll dig around in the rubble of your life. Just as he rolled that stone away for Jesus Christ and raised up his only son with his infinite power, so also in your life too. Whatever the rubble is that's there, you know, he'll dig out that stone of despair. He'll take away that rock of maybe an addiction or a habit pattern. Now, he'll remove any boulder that would prevent you from being fully in union with him and being fully set free from the tomb. Because those children were like in a tomb and they were rescued by a loving father. Just as Jesus was lifted from that tomb, so also whatever the tomb is that you're living in or have lived in, whatever tomb you've made for others, whatever way in which you feel less than what you really should be in life, then God the Father will not give up on you. He'll dig around in that rubble and he'll roll back that stone and make it possible for you to be the person you're fully meant to be in him. This is the night, my friends, of new beginnings. This is a night for each one of us. Every Easter is. But for some of you, it's a very special new beginning. You've maybe wandered away a bit from the faith. You've lost touch with God, maybe. You don't have as much that sense that you used to have of who Jesus is in your life. Well, tonight, God the Father will give you the revelation. And he'll give you the power to open your heart to him in a new way. Open your heart to Jesus, the living Savior and the Lord of your life. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid. Notice when Jesus rose from the dead, the first thing he said to the women on the road when they saw him coming towards them, do not be afraid. First thing he said when the apostles encountered him in the upper room, do not be afraid. And tonight he would say the same thing, do not be afraid. This is a night when he wants to meet you in a new way. This is a night when he wants to empower you in a new way. This is a night when he wants to roll away the stone and allow you to come forward in a new way, like Lazarus coming out of the tomb. And he says, Henrietta, come out. There's no Henrietta here. John, come out. He calls us forward to come into the fullness that he wants us to have. Now, there are some here, you may have been around the scene for some time, but you've never really had that opportunity to step forward in faith. We all had the opportunity to go to reconciliation yesterday, and maybe today. Maybe there are some here who need to make that act of faith in Jesus, need to step out into him. It says in Scripture, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So this is a moment for us to confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord, and to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And then freedom comes, liberation. We're set free from all the stuff that otherwise would oppress us. So this is an opportunity. And I'm making a clear call to anyone who wants to and believes, prompted by the Spirit to do so, to step into that new beginning with Jesus, to step into that new place that God is calling you to. And I first want those to step forward and come out here who this night want to make for the first time, a public statement that you're for Jesus, a public statement of commitment to Jesus as your light, Jesus as the love of your life, Jesus as your Savior, Jesus as your Lord. To come forward now, just out the front here. You may never have done that before. You may have sort of like vague notions within your heart and maybe movements within you and experiences of one kind or another. but you've never had the opportunity to just step out and open your heart to the Lord. It's a great thing to be able to do that and welcome Him into your heart. And as He comes in, He sets us free. The chains fall away from all the things that would bind us up. So give that opportunity now to come forward and open your heart to the Lord, not to be afraid. Just step forward into the light and the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's a special moment. It's a moment when God is here present with us, moving by His Spirit, and enabling us to step out into Him and not to be afraid. So firstly, those that maybe have never stood publicly for the Lord before, and just to come out now and have that opportunity to do that. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Don't be afraid to come out. Remember what we said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. There's a special grace when we do this. Special grace from God that just will enable us and empower us in a new way. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so let's just pray for these brothers and sisters. And as we do so, there may be some others who want to join them. It's a good moment. It's a very special moment when we just offer our hearts to God. Let's just take our time here. Yeah, it just takes a while sometimes to just make that decision to do this. Remember what we said, it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning that we're making here. And all of us are making that new beginning with you. We're at different stages, different times in our journey. But it's just a great moment of grace. Thank you, Lord. Let's just stretch out our hands and pray with these brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Holy Savior. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you. We ask you, Lord, to really bless these brothers and sisters now. You might like to just make a very simple commitment prayer after me, okay? Lord Jesus, I commit my life to you. I acknowledge that you are my Savior, that you are my Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being with me now. I give over to you my past, my present, and my future. And I ask you, Lord, to give me every good gift I need so that I can follow you and live for you as my Lord.